Good Friday morning, beloved, and it is great to start my Friday morning off with you in God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 through 48. In today's reading, Jesus continues to interpret Scripture, and he offers six examples of life in community that portrays God's realm. He teaches about anger, adultery, divorce, vows, revenge, and love for enemies. And so again, in the Beatitudes, Jesus is teaching us the attitudes that we need to have as we live together in a faith community with our fellow believers. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. Oh, and before we do, let's not forget that God's saving word for us this week, for the rest of this week, is wisdom. So let's begin reading at verse 21. You have heard that people were told in the past, do not commit murder. Anyone who does will be brought to trial. But now I tell you, if you are angry with your brother, you will be brought to trial. If you call your brother you good for nothing, well, you will be brought before the council. And if you call your brother a worthless fool, you will be in danger of going to the fire of hell. And so if you are about to offer your gift to God at the altar, and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar, go at once and make peace with your brother, then come back and offer your gift to God. If someone brings a lawsuit against you and takes you to court, settle the dispute while there is time, before you get to court. Once you are there, you will be turned over to the judge, who will hand you over to the police, and you will be put in jail. There you will stay, I tell you, until you pay the last penny of your fine. You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But now I tell you, anyone who looks at a woman and wants to possess her is guilty of committing adultery with her in his heart. So if your right eye causes you to sin, take it out and throw it away. It is much better for you to lose a part of your body than to have your whole body thrown into hell. If your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is much better for you to lose one of your limbs than to have your whole body go off to hell. It was also said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a written notice of divorce. But now I tell you, if a man divorces his wife for any other cause than her unfaithfulness, then he is guilty of making her commit adultery if she marries again, and the man who marries her commits adultery also. You have heard also that people were told in the past, do not break your promise, but do what you have vowed to the Lord to do. But now I tell you, do not use any vow when you make a promise. Do not swear by heaven, for it's God's throne, nor by earth, for it is the resting place for his feet, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not even swear by your head, because you cannot make a single hair white or black. Just say yes or no. Anything else you say comes from the evil one. You have heard it said that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But now I tell you, do not take revenge on someone who wrongs you. If anyone slaps you on your right cheek, let him slap you on your left cheek also. If someone takes you to court to sue you for your shirt, then give him your coat as well. And if one of the occupation troops forces you to carry his pack 1 mile, carry it 2 miles. When someone asks you for something, give it to him. When someone wants to borrow something, lend it to him. You have heard it that it was said, love your friends and hate your enemies. But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the children of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun to shine on good and bad people alike, and gives rain to those who do good and to those who do evil. Why should God reward you if you love only the people who love you? Why, even the tax collectors do that. And if you speak only to your friends, Have you done anything out of the ordinary? Even the pagans do that. You must be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 5, verse 44 and 45, where Jesus said, "But now I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may become the children of your Father in heaven." And so here Jesus is going through basically what the rules were under the Old Testament law and what the rules now are under his law, his kingdom of grace. And you know, it's quite opposite. It's a lot more difficult to fulfill God's requirements under grace than it was in the law. But it's because now we have the example of our Father lived before us through the Son Jesus Christ. And we live our lives as He has shown us how to walk through our lives. And when we do, then we are doing the works of the Father. And so, yes, we are held to a higher standard. But because of that, that is going to draw the attention of all those who are trying to gain favor with God through their worldly works, because now that bar has been set so high that it is only those of the faith community that can live a life that is truly pleasing to God. Let's pray. Lord God, you know that at times it is hard for us to put aside anger, and how easy it is to seek revenge. Teach me to strive for peace and reconciliation, to live according to your will, and to pray for those with whom I may be at odds. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this week to an end, beloved. I want you to join me next Monday morning when we will be in Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 1, where Jesus teaches about charity and prayer. Of course, this is the holiday weekend. We have Thanksgiving on Thursday, and some are celebrating it on Friday. But we're going to be back in church on Sunday morning, and I surely look forward to seeing everybody there. And if you can't be there in person, please join us either on the Zoom call or on Facebook. There's no reason why we cannot start our Sunday mornings off together in a wonderful time of fellowship in God's church. Amen. God bless you. Until we meet again, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.